Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Happy International Women's Day, Stacy.
Thanks, buddy.
Today is your day. What are you going to do with it?
Probably the same thing I do every day. Go home and eat.
I thought you were going to say take over the world. Remember that show, Pinky and the Brain?
Yes. Yeah.
We're Pinky and the Brain. We're Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius. The other's insane. Did we just become best friends? Wow, what a show. I wanted to call my favorite woman on the planet, my mother, to celebrate International Women's Day. But the thing is, my mom doesn't answer the phone when I call her anymore.
Oh.
Which sounds really mean and harsh, but it's for a good reason. During my 8-year radio career, I have pranked my mom on the air lots of times.
Oh, okay.
I think it's at like 22, I counted before the show started. I pranked my mom a lot on the air. It's gotten to the point where if I don't text her and say, hey, can I call you right now, she won't pick up the phone. It sounds ridiculous, right? And it sounds made up, but I bet you if I call my mom right now, she will not answer.
Okay. Even on International Women's
Day? Even on International Women's Day, she won't pick up. Like, you want to put $5 on this, or?
No, because you never pay your bets, so.
Thank you.
Just continue
Thank
on.
Thank you. All right, here. I'm going to dial this number here. This is live, by the way. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. All right. If she does pick up, I'm going to look like a horrible son because I just talked about this for like a minute and a half. And it's like, oh, okay. Then she picks up the phone and I'm a horrible son. No way she's picking up. If she does, it's always after one ring. No, she knows something's up.
No love.
Come on, Mom. Come on, Mom. I just want to wish you a happy day. Come on, come on, come on. Wow, nothing.
Yep.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system.
That's harsh.
And it's harsh.
Feeling the love today.
Let's try my mom.
You want to try your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, what's
She'll
your...
answer it on
okay,
Women's
I think
Day.
I got your mom's number from last time we called. Here. Just a second. Let me check my phone. Yeah, okay, here it is. All right. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Is your mom the same way? Like, you've never pranked your mom before, though, right?
Not really.
So, she'll
I'm
pick
a good
up.
Daughter.
She'll pick up. Does she usually pick up on the first or second ring, or?
Well, it depends, because the phone's in her purse, and she never recognizes her ring.
Is she awake this early?
That's also a very good question. Probably not.
Oh. So we might be waking up your mom right now.
Or just getting nothing, apparently.
Happy International Women's Day.
This really blew up in our face.
Yeah, wow. She's... Your mom's definitely
okay,
not picking up.
So,
wow.
Anyway.
So today we learned that our moms are ashamed of us.
So when it comes to bylaw complaints for the city of Saskatoon, 3,326 complaints were received last year, which, by the way...
Stop breaking the law!
Oh, that scared me.
Usually I let you know beforehand if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
This time I didn't.
What
and
a
I'm
surprise.
So glad I did not. Oh, yes.
3,326 complaints last year. That was a 6% decrease from the year before.
Oh,
so
good for us.
People are complaining less, but if you're wondering what the top 5 bylaw complaints from last year were, number 5, right-of-way infractions.
Stop breaking the law!
Number 4, private tree encroachments.
Stop breaking the law!
Number 3, overgrown back lanes.
Stop breaking the law!
303 people, by the way, were complaining about that. Number 2, temporary signs.
Stop breaking the law!
And the number 1 reason for bylaw complaints in Saskatoon, coming in at 974 complaints.
Whoa!
Snow-covered sidewalks.
Whoa! Stop breaking the law! That many complaints about sidewalks?
Yeah.
It's funny because... fire pits did not make that list, hey?
Nowhere.
Remember, everyone, like 6 months ago, oh, there are going to be so many complaints because I'm having backyard fires all the time. Like, is anyone complaining about that? I think we all overreacted a bit with the whole fire pit ban. So
they were arguing more about drainage and illegal suites.
Well, of course, those are such huge
issues.
Who cares? The sidewalk thing, I get, though. I mean, if you're walking on the sidewalk, someone hasn't shoveled their snow in like 3 months, that can be dangerous, you know? Stop breaking the law! Those people need to stop breaking the law, but sometimes when it snows, it gets so packed down from people walking on the sidewalk that it doesn't really matter, right?
But the thing is the city announced that, you know what, it is a bylaw. You need to be responsible to clear the snow in front of your property.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sean and I, for instance, are doing that. We shovel the snow.
You have the smallest little walkway on the front of your block, though,
or house. It doesn't matter. We are following the rules.
Yeah.
And then so when you're walking somewhere and you're walking on, like, nicely cleaned pavement because someone's following the rules, and then you go in front of a house where they're like, yeah, we don't care, and they've just given up and let it all get packed down and icy.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because everyone else is following the rules.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a very funny comment on Reddit here. Saskatoon's Reddit page here. This is from the account Fighty Mike. Okay. Governments. All right. Everyone, shovel their sidewalks. Saskatoon, don't tell me what to do. Governments. All right. We're raising taxes to pay for citywide shoveling. Saskatoon, don't take my money. Governments. All right. We're just going to leave the city in general disrepair then. Saskatoon, our fat cat city councilors don't do anything. That right there.
Truer words have never been spoken.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, I changed it up.
Classic you.
First one is from Oliver. Oliver in Poison's Every Rose Has Its Thorn. This is delicious. Oliver hears Every Roast Has Its Thorn.
That's the best part of a roast, the thorn.
It's the crunchy part everyone fights over,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, our family always fights over it.
Not the right lyrics.
What?
Every rose has its thorn.
Close enough. This next one, this one's from Trisha, AC/DC's Back in Black. Trisha just hears, well, I'm fat. Just super proud about it, too. Just really holding it there. The real lyrics, well, I'm back. Sounds really weird to just say that and not sing it. It's ba-ha-ha-hack.
Yes.
I'm a sheep over here.
Last one is from Mark. Great song. Guns N' Roses, November Rain. This is a classic. Mark hears, and it's hard to hold a cat nose in the cold November rain.
Just the November rain, isn't it always hard to hold a cat nose?
Like, they're tiny, they're soft, and if it's raining, they're going to be wet and slippery.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not possible. Correct lyrics. It's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain.
If you see someone holding a cat by its nose, stop them immediately. That is not nice. That's it. That's all for Crew's Confused Lyrics. You would. If you hear something on Cruise that belongs on here, give us a call or a text, 306-938-0963. Give us an email as well.
Mornings@cruisefm.com.
And when are we doing Cruise Confused Lyrics again?
Tuesday.
I thought you were going to sing it.
Tuesday.
At
7:10.
Nailed it. According to careercast.com, here are the top five most stressful jobs in the world. Number one, being in the military. Okay. Very stressful.
Yep.
Absolutely. Number two, being a firefighter.
Yep.
Number three, airline pilot.
Okay.
Not traffic controller, but pilot.
Still that, taking all those people's lives.
Number
in the air.
Four, police officer.
Okay.
Number five, broadcaster. Us. We have one of the most stressful jobs in the world, according to careercast.com.
That's got to be like a real broadcaster, like Lloyd Robertson or something, no?
Like Peter Mansbridge kind of thing?
Yeah, like legit Anderson Cooper.
No, because number six on this list, news reporter.
What?
Yeah, we beat out people like Peter Mansbridge and Lloyd Robertson.
For the most stressful job?
Most stressful job.
Is this from that website, The Onion, where everything's a joke?
No, it's real news. It's not fake news. I mean, if you listen to Cruise Mornings all the time, the first thing in your mind must be, wow, that sounds very stressful. It sounds like they're having a stressful time.
Hmm.
No. Like, our job is the opposite of stressful.
It's very interesting statistic.
Like, we're doing a contest where we hit a baseball under a cup, and you have to guess where the baseball is for John Fogerty tickets. That is the opposite of stressful right there.
My blood pressure's through the roof right now.
Here's the thing, though. For some people, this would be like the definition of stress because it's technically not public speaking, But in a way, it is, because you're talking to so many people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for us, this is not stressful. I wanted to do this job since I was like 10 years old. I'm a talker. I love talking to people, making jokes. So for me, this is not stressful at all. But what would be, like, put yourself in someone else's shoes. Would you still say that being a surgeon, most stressful job?
I think so. I just couldn't imagine being responsible for someone's actual life.
For me, it's money. Like, handling someone's money, being a financial planner. Because I would put all their money in some kind of risky invention, you know? Like, oh, I put all of your money in some kind of waffle maker that makes waffles in 3 seconds, and I lost it all. Actually, sorry.
That sounds really nice. I would buy those. I quite enjoy perusing the old Instagram, and somebody that has just joined Instagram is none other than the Queen.
Oh.
Him.
Oh, and the Queen.
And she shared her first Instagram post. The fans are rejoicing. And she shared a picture. She's 92 years old. Holy cow. I did not realize she was of that age.
Pregnancy brain Stacy getting distracted. I love it.
She shared a picture of a letter that was written to her great-great-grandfather, Prince Albert.
Oh, wow.
After she went and toured London's Science Museum. So that's cool.
That is so exciting. Please tell me more about this letter.
The British monarchy is filled with so much history. Like, it's nuts. It's very involved. And yeah. I can see why she would post this sort of thing. But when it comes to, like, big names on social media, yeah. Someone like the Queen, who we, let's face it, we really don't know much about her. She likes corgis and driving Land Rovers with a kerchief on her head. That's basically what you see about her. I want to see a picture of the Queen on her couch, feet propped up, watching Coronation Street.
That's
and having
what you
a cup
see.
Of tea. Yeah. I want to see the realness. Like, I want to see her snap a picture of what her staff has cooked her for dinner.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I want to see it taken one step further. I want to see the Queen on the beach taking beach Instagram photos with all of her girlfriends being like, YOLO, hashtag one life. Actually, no, the Queen
That's
in a bathing suit.
I
can't get that image out of my head.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.